It's past midnight, which is nothing unusual for Mark and I when on holiday eating. You see, I think we I think we were in a similar position on our way to Italy, weren't we?
We were. We really should, like, go out of this. I don't really want to go out of this.
No, I quite like it. Eat late, then up next morning for the train. Perfect.
To do with that, I've got a train.
So we're in a restaurant in Barcelona called... Botafumeiro. Botafumeiro.
Yeah, that'll do.
Which is amazing seafood restaurant. Really, really busy. Service excellent though. All, you know, really nicely done with, you know, proper tablecloths and everything. You know, it seems silly to say that, but you know, it is. Proper restaurant with nice prices to match, but
exceptionally good.
Sorry, I'm repeating myself because of tiredness, not the wine. Promise. I'm actually drunk on seafood
and sickness and anything else you can name. Robert is basically being a trooper right now because, quite frankly, he's probably too sick to be here.
12 hours ago I didn't really want to eat anything, so I've done quite well today, to be honest, this evening. But I'm a sucker for nice food, so bog standard food I can leave quite happily. I get bored with just the same old stuff. I couldn't cope with your diet, but endless pasta. But this tickled my fancy. So we had a nice bottle of Rioja when in Spain, and then we had salt crab fritters and seafood croquettes, which was similar. Shellfish, yes. Which were both actually looked quite similar, but they were absolutely gorgeous, really amazing. And then we had a seafood or shellfish platter or something, which was vast, seriously vast. Never seen so much fish in my life.
No, I don't think I've ever eaten so much.
I mean, we ate loads, but there were still loads left.
Yeah.
And they asked if you wanted to take some away, but I'm not quite sure what we would do with it.
I'd give you an answer, but it wouldn't be anything good.
No. As you said, the service has been good. Mark was commenting on the appearance of one of the waiters.
So, next to me, I have a retro picture of the place in the 1970s. One of the waiters is the only one wearing a DJ and has a Manuel moustache and basically is Manuel from Barcelona.
Manuel from Barcelona.
Barcelona. Which is unfortunate because I'm sure he's a very nice guy, but he does look this big image of Barcelona. And it's somewhat emphasized by the fact nobody else has a moustache. Or a DJ. We're just like...
Did Manuel wear a DJ, though? I thought it was more just a shirt and a bow tie, wasn't it?
Yeah, we always kind of smart. I mean, he's got the shirt and the bow tie. He's got the thing in suit over it. But, you know, compared to everybody else who's summer in ties, but kind of weird brown 1970s suits that, you know, went out when they...
In the 1960s?
Yeah. Went out when they introduced colour photography, I am not quite sure.
I love the idea though of being in a restaurant in Barcelona with a picture of said place with a...
It would be even funnier if they did have Andrew Sachs.
Well, that would be brilliant, wouldn't it? It's true.
My favourite restaurant in Barcelona.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be great.
And by the way, have you met my granddaughter?
And where's that rat? What's the rat called? It had a name.
Oh, it did. I don't remember. See, all I remember about Resident Rodents is when we went to the Dordogne once, we had a resident toad called Henri. And my mum thought this was quite sweet until she saw Henri. Henri was about the size of this table. The reason he was resident is he ain't going to move anywhere. That's the honest. Physically or psychologically, he was stuck there. But yes, the rat did have a name. I don't remember what it was.
No. Oh, I must get 40 Towers on DVD.
Yes. And I would want a Waldorf salad. That would appear to be all I had
Waldorf. The one with the moose's head.
That's German, isn't it?
I can't. The times when I've watched that and I can't speak for laughing.
That's a German something.
I don't mention the war. I mentioned it once, but I think I got away with it.
Don't like it. You started, no we didn't. Great.
Oh dear.
I get by with my little German. You want to go out and get some meat? No problem. We have meat in the building.
Keep it. Don't shout it.
Okay. It's hot now, and it's a big restaurant.
They weren't fighting in the Second World War anyway, so it's all fine.
No,
they have their own issues.
Not going to that in my brain.
Yeah. So anyway, Barcelona, lovely place.
I've
seen of it so far, which is basically the hotel and the restaurant. Oh, and all the side streets around the station as we tried to find the hotel.
I did also love the way, let me know if you see anything else. Nope. I mean, there's lots of sights to see in Barcelona, none of which are being filmed here in the hotel, it seems. I can imagine. Because my very primitive knowledge of geography of Barcelona says there's a big new town going inland from the...
That's probably where we are,
Ramblers, which is probably where we are. So we don't get to see the kind of... I mean, Sagrada Familia is somewhere in new town, but unless we...
Well, we could always ask the taxi driver to give us a tour on the way back.
Oh, please don't. I mean, quite frankly, we'd be lucky to get back to our hotel, let alone...
It's true.
Talking of which...
Shall we go?
We go.
All right, let me stop this recording.